Coming up on this episode of Fractured Role.
Perhaps we should say a few words.
Oh, that's a fantastic
idea. For the fallen.
I guess.
These animals have died and passed to
another realm. May they prosper. Allongé.
Salutations, weary travelers. Take a seat in my humble tavern and rest your weary legs. Welcome to Fractured Role, a live tabletop role-playing game where your input helps mold our epic saga as our characters search for fame and fortune while at various times bursting into improvised song. These so-called adventurers are embarking on a treacherous and glorious campaign in my land of Hith. If this is your first episode, have no fear. Our Dungeon Master will shortly be giving you a recap, so you'll know exactly what's going on. But don't forget, you can always listen to past episodes by searching Fractured Role on all podcast services. Lucy, some mead for my friends! Fractured Role, or Frole as we like to call it, is ultimately made possible through the generous support of our patrons. You know who you are, our true followers. In every episode of Fractured Role, we will honor one of our patrons. So become a patron, and we will salute you. For this particular episode of Fractured Role, we want to honor our majestic follower J. Turo. Josh, our patron, we salute you. When you become a patron, you will partake in bonus content, including our burgeoning and ever-growing library of improvised musical numbers from our campaign. We may even put out an album. Some songs are better than others, I must admit. And as a patron, you'll even get the chance to play some wonderful tabletop RPG with some of our cast members, virtually, of course. How, you may ask, does one become a patron and join our familia? It's simple. Go to patreon.com/fractured role. And one other thing before we begin, please like, subscribe, rate, share, do all the things a worthy adventuring companion would do on these social mediums. For this episode, our cast of characters are Marlon Webb as Baracus, Lana McKissick as Tolov Elvival, Eric Artell as Corian Bazalan, Lincoln Hope as Hawkwood Vindebolt, and our Dungeon Master, Matt Leishman. And of course, if you'd like to hear more about our main characters in this story, you can always go listen to our Fractured Role Characters podcast episode. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy. I give you the chorus of our theme song as we begin another episode of Fractured Role. By the way, we were figuring out some audio issues in these first episodes, so bear with us. It does get better. Lucy, where's that mead?
We are live!
Yay.
Welcome!
We did it!
We're live. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Fractured Role. We are so happy that you're here with us. Welcome as you join us in our geeky group of entertainment industry professionals here. We've got Marlon.
Hello.
We have Jessica. No, we don't have Jessica, unfortunately.
Jessica, Fallen we miss Ill. You already. We miss you terribly already.
We have a man.
We.
I've never been called that before.
Appropriately so.
So, unfortunately, Jessica's fallen ill, so she won't be able to join us tonight.
Get well.
Lincoln. Get well, Jessica. We love you.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
I don't know how much we love Hawkward, but we love you.
Hey.
It's not Hawkward.
I love kidding. Hawkward.
Of course.
And this will be the awesome. First time I don't accidentally call Hawkward a sheep.
Right.
So, sorry.
Sorry, Jess.
We have Lana, and we have Eric.
Hello.
So,
welcome to Fractured Role.
Fractured Role.
Yes. So, where we left off last time...
Cliffhanger!
Was a bit of a cliffhanger. Our band of adventurers had returned to the village of Renfeld from saving Felicia's life from some creepy little creatures. Shortly after arriving to town, they were notified rather fearfully by a member of the town that Hawkward's farm was being attacked. His barn was on fire, and his farm and farm animals were being attacked by... The group raced to Hawkward's farm. What you found at Hawkward's farm was a bevy of undead mangling his animals. And sitting on the roof of his house was none other than Tolo, who had returned to them from briefly being away from the group, picking off zombies and skeletons one by one. Fight ensued. It was terrifying and probably quite disgusting, given that there were some, you know, torn up animals involved. I hate to bring that up, sorry, Jess. They saved the day eventually. Some of the animals were saved, not all of them. The barn was lost. And as the events of the battle ended, townspeople were crowding around, and Willem, the waste rat, had timidly, the poo shoveler, as we've now dubbed him amongst ourselves, he timidly waved over the group, and I believe it was Corian.
Yes.
That made his way over. Yes, it was simply revealed that Willem, as Corian approaches him, Willem says, I think I know who's responsible for all this.
And if I remember correctly, I said, who?
That's where we pick up tonight.
And that's where we'll also end tonight. See you guys next week.
All right, wonderful, everybody. Have a fun.
No.
Now, we should probably also mention real briefly that I am playing the role of Hawkward.
Thank you,
which
Lincoln.
Is Jess Verity's character.
Played by Jessica Lynn Verity.
Right.
Yes.
So, but tonight I will be playing her character and trying to destroy her character. No, just kidding. Well,
no.
Trying to do her character as much justice as I possibly can.
I would like to call out our first roll call.
I would like you to do that.
What do I say to Poop Shoveler Willem?
Roll call! Roll call! Roll call! Roll call!
That was bad.
That was not bad.
Yeah.
We can work on it.
Yeah. I go to Willem and I say, snitch! I knew I could never trust a troll like you. I knew none of us could trust a troll like you. Willem, what have you done here?
Me? I'm watching. I've done nothing. I shovel poop. That's what I do.
Corian.
Everyone, come over. Come over.
Be kind to Willem.
Snitch.
Yes. I don't know why I'm calling you a snitch, but I'm calling you a snitch.
Corian, please be kind. He is a living creature.
Okay,
thank you. What he said.
Okay, fine. Right, Willem. Well, out with it. This is the way I'm treating him because it's easier this way for him to get stuff out. Trust me. Out with it, Willem.
Listen. I see a lot of what goes on here. A lot. And I've never seen anything like what I saw 4 nights ago. I was at my dump site. He just starts to shiver and he's shaking. There's like a remembrance of something that he's experienced. I was at my dump site and I felt this terrible cold and a fear come over me. And then I started to get sick. Just sick. And I don't usually get sick from shoveling everybody's,
feces.
Filth.
Crap.
That. But I could see from a ways away, something, moving towards me.
Is it poop?
No. I
Was it urine?
No.
That's all you really know, but let's be honest.
No.
Okay.
No, I know wagons. I have a wagon. And this
is full of poop.
Was a wagon.
Speak.
It's not poop, it's garbage. With a little bit of poop.
Right.
But I saw a wagon pulled by A horse? I don't think it was a horse. And it was driven by a... I don't know what it was driven by. It had these pale purple eyes. I was terrified, and I had to hide. I feared for my life. And so I hid my wagon. And I hid myself.
Where?
In a copse of trees behind my dump site. It passed by. Thank the goddess it passed by. Because it terrified me. I've never felt that kind of fear in my life. I don't know what it was. I've never been so happy to see a wagon pass me by. I'll tell you that. And now that I've seen this, what I saw must have been involved. Must have been. That horse?
So a horse,
that horse was a dead
purple
horse.
Eyes.
No.
It was not a horse.
The horse that wasn't a horse was being ridden by a being.
A being with purple eyes.
Well, yeah. The horse was dead. Just like those
dead.
Walking dead. Now that I've
well, they're not walking anymore.
Seen them.
We killed them.
Yes. Thanks to her arrows.
Correct.
Didn't save all of my animals, however.
No.
We're sorry about that, aren't we?
Yes, we're sorry.
Are you?
Yes, we just said so.
Yes.
Pardon us, Willem. Pardon us. Would one of us know possibly anything about a creature with purple eyes?
No.
No? Okay.
You can make a religion check, if you wish.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I shall.
Too bad Roland isn't here.
Yes.
Roland?
Roland the cleric.
15, 16, 17.
No, you don't know. That's a great role, though. I had a higher DC in my head someday.
Did you tell anyone about what you saw?
No. No, I saw it leave. It went southwest. It went southwest.
Where?
I didn't tell anyone because it left. And I just was scared.
And this was 4 days ago?
This was 4 nights ago.
4 nights ago. Hawkwood, you were probably sleeping, wouldn't
that? Yes,
oh,
I would have been.
My dump site is not close.
Oh, I thought you meant coming this way. I thought you were near here.
No, I was at my dump site.
Oh,
I'm confused which is because Hawkwood's barn smells like a dump site.
I did not say that.
I cleaned it as best I
can. It's good for the earth.
Mm-hmm. My dump site is the reef needs me far from town.
Mm. It's understandable. It's not because of your personality, Willem. You have a wonderful personality. Mm. When it comes out, you do. Mm. It's just a stench that's really difficult to maintain. Mm. Closeness to you. Mm. I want to give you a piece of advice. You should shower. Like, douse yourself with water. Mm. Every once in a while, just clean water.
Daily. Possibly.
Every day.
Next week.
No.
I'll do that.
Every day.
Mm. Maybe now is a good time.
Yes, possibly now.
Are you quite used to the smell?
Smell? That's what I saw. And I'm convinced that it's responsible.
Thank you, Willem.
Were you able to see what was inside the wagon at all?
Any gadgets or weapons?
Gizmos?
No. I was hiding, and it was very dark. I was late. I was out there late. So it was nighttime.
Why were you out there so late?
It was a day that had a lot of poop. Mm.
Oh!
Poop heavens.
What happened that day? Was there some sort of festival or something where people ate a lot of things? Probably.
You mean
there must have
did
been.
Lots of people poo?
Yes,
on
there
that
was
day.
Probably something that...
I imagine lots of people poo.
I don't follow such things. I just do my job. Just do my job.
I want
to keep doing my job.
And the creature just passed by. He didn't do anything.
No, whatever it was sniffing.
Like it had a cold.
Sniffing.
Mm.
Sniffing.
Sick.
You think it was sick? Like it had a sniffles?
It had a cold.
Oh.
And
I hate
also
when
that dead.
Happens.
That could explain the color.
Ah. So it had a dead cold.
Dead?
Rubbing its eyes.
Yes, the horse was dead.
The horse was dead.
The horse was dead.
Horse
it was a living dead creature.
No, the horse was
moving.
Just shuffling along.
Shuffling.
But it was dead.
Yes. Like those.
Yes.
Yes.
They're dead. The living dead.
Well, why are they walking if they're dead?
It's magic.
Yes. Willem. Magic is quite inconvenient.
Yes. Willem, it's very difficult to withstand the smell of you still right now. I don't know if I can stand much more of it.
Okay.
But thank you for your information.
Give me a constitution save.
Oh, crap. 15, 18.
You're barely able to withstand the stench that you so eloquently described to the,
so they
to
went,
the audience.
So they went southwest? They went southwest.
Yeah, I mean...
In that direction.
I mean, Willem's dump site is north of the town, and so he would have watched him head west and then south.
Tip toward Hawkward's farm?
Not necessarily, but like around the village.
Okay.
To the west of the village and then... south. South of the village, you would know, the village lies on a river, the Whistle River, and so he would have headed that direction on the outskirts of town, heading south, as it, you know, what you assume would, you know, be bending around the village toward the river.
Willem, do you know if this happened to any other homes or barns?
This?
This.
No, I don't. I see a lot, and this has not ever happened before.
Well, that's great. My barn and home only.
Well, why do you think it happened to your barn?
Because they have lovely animals here.
They are. They were very lovely.
Perhaps they wanted to eat them as food.
Cows are food.
Cows are food.
Not for me.
Well, you all have different views on things.
Thank you, Willem. Is that all the information that you have for us?
Yes.
There's something else?
No. I don't know anything else.
Okay.
We do a perception check to see if Graham is telling us.
Sure, I'll give you an insight check.
Let's see, maybe I shouldn't do it.
You have to.
You must.
You must.
Well, grand old seven.
As far as you can tell, he's telling the truth.
Right, well, that will be all, Willem.
The barn. Can I help clean your barn?
Yes.
That would be wonderful.
You can clean the whole barn.
Yes. Yes.
Whole barn?
Yes. In fact, it would be fantastic if you just cleaned up all of the creatures.
That's...
We've had a long day.
I don't know if Hawkwood necessarily needs to... Hawkwood, you probably don't want to clean it all up, do you?
I feel like I should be with them in their last moments. But I don't want to. I want to, but I don't know if I can.
It's my job.
It is his job. It kind of is your job. You know, if he wants to clean it up.
Do you want to... I can bury them.
Yes.
Please.
I can shovel. Good.
Perhaps we should say a few words.
Oh, that's a fantastic
idea.
For
the fallen.
I guess.
These animals have died and passed
to another realm. May they prosper. Allongé.
Willem has left. Started to walk towards the
How could he not stay
animals.
For that beautiful coral?
That was a very stirring...
Hawkwood?
Yes?
This is a very difficult day for you.
Very.
And you've lost a lot.
Why do you keep reminding me?
Because I feel like maybe we should seek retribution.
Yes.
And ensure that it doesn't happen to other animals?
That's exactly what would happen.
Speaking of insured, do you have insurance?
What is this insurance of which you speak?
That answers that.
Okay. I didn't know they offered insurance.
It's an elven thing.
Mm. We love insurance.
They're advanced. A whole union of...
Insurance agents.
Insurance agents throughout the world. Okay.
They're very progressive.
No. Oh, okay.
Oh, of course.
They're not all farmers.
I don't get it, but if I did, I would think that was terrible.
Listen, the Elvens are in very good hands.
In all states.
Oh my gosh.
Progressive.
Really. Look, I'm just a guy.
Cohabiting
with other people.
Guy.
It just flows.
State Farm.
Okay.
I would love to walk around and see if there are wagon tracks.
We should search the bodies as well for any clues.
The bodies of the undead?
Yes.
Okay.
Perhaps I can also retrieve some arrows.
A brand,
yes. You can retrieve half of your arrows.
And I can fix some of them.
Did you have 20 to start with?
I had 20.
Okay. Yep. So we'll say you have 12.
Okay. Sweet.
So you wish to inspect the bodies of the undead.
Search them for brands. Search their weapons for any signs.
Insignias.
Okay.
I would like to help.
I will help.
I will help my new friend, Hawkward. Not my first friend.
So,
Hawkward,
you and Corian are looking through the bodies of the undead.
Is that all right?
What are you doing?
Yes. I'm going to help them.
You're
going to
help them?
Yes.
You're collecting arrows.
I'm very busy.
Okay. So,
which is understandable, because we need those arrows.
So, you, as you recall, what you were fighting against in this little horde were zombies and skeletons. And as you begin to sift through these creatures, it's apparent very quickly that they weren't warriors. I mean, these were commoners. These are the deceased bodies of simple folk.
Are they people that Hawkward recognizes? Like people of this town?
Give me a intelligence check.
Me as well.
18.
Well, this would be Hawkward. 18? What you would determine, Hawkward, is the tattered fashion that you see, very similar to what you would normally see around
town. Yes.
But, I mean, there's no distinguishing marks for you to be able to say, oh, I know that, that's, you know, Jimmy Bob from around the corner. Definitely not. But you get the sense that they're common folk. They're probably local.
These seem to be local common folk.
But you don't personally know them?
No, their bodies are decayed.
Rackus, give me a perception check with advantage, because there's more than one of you looking around. Yeah, roll twice and take the higher of the two rolls.
Okay.
Ooh, 15.
Okay. You notice, as all of you are searching through these bodies, given your unique background, based on you being a warlock, you notice that there is an odd lingering aura around all of them. It's barely perceptible, but you can just see, almost not even see, but sense this hazy purple aura. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the only word I have.
There's a strange aura.
What color?
Purple.
This is similar to the eyes of the creature.
These are not the ordinary creatures. They're from somewhere. I can't remember where. I've seen creatures like this before.
Give me a religion check.
6.
Not high.
Maybe he is high, that's why.
These are not creatures. These are creatures I've seen before. I just can't remember where.
Think very, very hard, Brock.
Try harder, Brock.
I'm trying.
Don't let us down.
Now,
let me play my lute, yes.
Corian, were you saying something about investigating something else?
I wanted to see if there were any insignias. I also wanted to see if there were the wagon tracks.
Wagon tracks.
Yes. Or looking around the grounds to see if there's some sort of passage tracks that we might discover.
There were wagon tracks several days ago.
What you do see when you look around the farmstead, easy enough to see, is the path by which this little horde of undead would have been walking. On the outskirts of the farmsteads of town. Yeah, because there were a number of them. Tolov killed many of them before.
Hundreds, thousands.
Yeah. Many of them. Took out many of them prior to you guys joining the fray. So, like I said, there was a small horde of them, and it's easy to see where their undead meanderings and wanderings had taken them.
They don't travel very...
They don't travel quickly.
They don't travel with stealth.
No stealth. You know, if they're walking through brush, they tear right through it. And you see this. You see they're walking. There's a swath of damage to the grass and shrubbery and whatnot. But what is most curious is that it's not like a random wandering. Like there is a directionality to where they would have come from. It's almost as though maybe Hawkward's farm was the first one they came across and they saw the animals. And
we should follow to see where this came from. And I do recall that when we went to see Willem, we did see these wagon tracks.
Mm. Mm. Well, Hawkward, I'm happy to join. I go and give
all my animals.
Go and give him the hug. A one-armed hug.
No.
I put one arm around your shoulder.
Side hug.
A side hug.
Side hug.
Hawkward, learn to accept some empathy and sympathy.
Quit pushing your hugs on others.
Thank you. It's getting weird now, first run.
Well, Hawkwood, if you would like to go investigate what has done this to your farm, I am more than willing to join with you. I can't speak for... Well, now I can speak for Tolev, that Tolev would like to go, and I'm hoping that first friend Baracus would like to go.
Perhaps seeing closer to the destruction's source will jog some memory of purple...
Purple floaties.
Yeah. I agree.
Baracus? Are you in?
I'm in.
Let's go.
Should we rest first?
No.
No. No, we shouldn't.
This is probably 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes, we should rest.
Yes, we should do a short rest.
I have 6 hit points.
Oh.
You announce that to the group? Do you awkward?
What are you talking about?
What does that mean?
I am feeling weary from the battle.
Oh.
And I'm still wounded.
But you rest. I shall stay awake and keep watch while you rest.
Is this a short rest?
Short rest.
Short rests usually don't have a nap. It's just like you get in your bearings, you take about an hour, you get all your spell slots back, which is great for warlocks.
I shall sing a song of rest.
I guess I'll take a rest as well.
And recovery?
You're within the town limits, so. So yeah, typically, if short rest, if you want to get hit points back, then you have 2 die you can roll for your hit die. And for all of you, I believe that's a D8. So if you need Tolov, you don't need any because, as you've said before,
Unscathed.
You can roll 1 or 2, and to each roll you add your constitution modifier, and that's how many hit points you will earn back from your brief little rest.
Excellent.
And you won't get any of those die back to roll until you've had a long rest.
Oh.
You don't get those back for short rests.
Well, you use your hit die to up your health during a short rest. Let's say you have 2 and you only use 1. Or let's say you use both of them. You just use both of them?
I don't need to.
Okay. Did you use 1?
I'll use 1.
Okay. Yeah, so after a long rest, he will earn that 1 back. You earn back half of what you've used. So if he used 2 of them on your next long rest, he will have only earned back 1 of those 2 hit die. Hit die are kind of a funny mechanic in the game. So you've had a short rest. You've got all your spell slots back because warlocks are awesome that way.
I will retrieve my hammer.
I have consumed my power.
What happened to your voice?
Okay.
Yeah, that's my kind of voice.
Well, I was going to roll 1 as well.
Okay, good.
Establish my power.
3, 6.
Okay. So you've stretched. You've kind of got your bearings. You've made some plans. What do you do?
Let us go.
Let's go follow the path.
Okay. Easy enough to do, this path. Like I said before, it follows kind of a roundabout, fairly directional, targeted, focused path around the outskirts of town. And does not take you very long, probably a half an hour at the most. It brings you to the village cemetery.
Oh.
Mm.
Too soon.
Too soon. We should search the cemetery.
Okay. You see before you, it's not a large cemetery. I mean, the town has been here for quite some time, but it's not like a big sprawling cemetery that you would see on a hillside in some city or town.
We should check for danger also.
Okay.
What do you do to check for danger?
I don't know.
Well, can we
perception check?
Can we see where it's, I mean, we can see that it's coming from the, so what are we standing outside
open
the gates?
Open graves.
Of the cemetery?
It's an open cemetery. There's no walls. There's no gates. There's just like...
So if we're still following the tracks...
Like, yes.
Do they end at the cemetery? Or do we follow them and each one goes to a grave site? Or...
Give me a perception check.
Okay.
Anyone going to help him?
Yes.
Advantage.
Yes, advantage. I needed the advantage. Oh, excellent. 16 plus 2, 18.
Yeah, so it's pretty evident that a number of the gravesites in this cemetery are disturbed.
Mm.
The placards and gravestones have been toppled, and yeah, torn up holes in the grass spotted all throughout the cemetery.
I'd like to go down to one of those holes and look to see if you can see into...
So you,
I'm assuming it's an empty grave.
Yeah,
but
so you walk over to one of the torn up holes in the ground and you look in and you can see, and it's 5, 6, 10 feet deep, however deep these graves are. Yeah, and there's evidence that there's, you know, torn up wood from a coffin and the ground is thrashed. And
it seems the dead have torn themselves out of their graves.
Someone, though, should check for evidence of magic of
Ruckus.
Someone raising us.
Yes.
Do you see any purple mist?
I'd say for you, give me a perception check. I was thinking Arcana, but we'll do perception again.
10.
No, I ten, ten's
did not
ten's not a
this morning.
Normally that's not a high roll, but 10 is enough for you to once again see even less than what you saw on the undead at the farm. But you do see just a small hint of a purpley mist in this hole that Corian is looking in.
Brachus, what do you see?
They were here.
The dead, yes, they came out of them.
Yes, yes, the dead that was there before, the dead before, so the undead.
Yes,
undead.
Right, yes.
They
yes,
were
yes,
here.
They were dead here.
They, yes, they were dead.
Out. Yes,
then
yes.
They were
yes,
undead.
They were dead. They were here.
Right,
did you
right.
See any evidence of purpleness?
I did.
Really?
I did.
Where?
Just south, heading south.
Down towards the ground? Down south?
No, no, no.
Ground.
Yeah, south. Not down towards the ground. South.
South. Oh.
South of the cemetery.
You can see a trail of purpleness.
A trail of purpleness south of the cemetery.
So, great. Let's go create some purple rain.
Oh, that's not...
I don't.
No, best. No, first. Not here, first.
Not
why
the Prince of Puns tonight.
Things?
Did Jess tell you to say that?
For this reason, Hawkwood.
A little bit of mist south of the cemetery. Just a smudge.
Let us fall in. Hawkwood?
We just came from south. My farm is south.
You skirted on the north end of the village.
Yes.
And it's kind of wrapped around on the eastern side of the village. So if you headed south, it would take you around the eastern edge of the village.
Should we
so.
Quickly take a look and see if there's any gold?
Yes.
That's where your head is at.
That's what
well,
you like.
They're not using it.
Or anything that could give us more clues.
Or that.
Or that. Well, Josie must. I gave you my
true that.
true that.
Can I roll a perception check?
What are you trying to do?
Search for additional
dead
clues or gold.
Clues or gold.
Gold?
Okay. Okay.
I'm trying to be accommodating.
Yes, I did.
You know, you had mentioned before that you wanted to look for danger. Is that what
yes.
you had said before?
Mm-hmm.
Should I do that instead?
No, I mean, I'll say this. Give me another perception check, this time with advantage.
Mm. Well, natural
ooh.
20.
No.
Okay.
Natural 20!
And a 6. So, 20 plus 3, 23.
20 just means automatic success. So, in your effort to investigate this area,
yes,
what you do see are distinct wagon tracks.
I knew it.
And they're easy enough to see. They're probably 20, 25 feet away from the cemetery proper. But what is distinct to you amongst the dragon, the wagon tracks, is a dragon. No.
We didn't notice him till now.
There's a weird spot of ground that is black, and the grass there is charred and dead.
This could be the remnants of some kind of spell of a dark nature.
Hmm.
Unintended.
Why do you say this?
Hawkwood, that leaves the puns for me.
Yes,
it was
didn't.
Not a, yes.
Didn't flow so well.
We're over insurance. We're not talking about insurance anymore, so just leave...
All right, so I would think this is a spell of some sort, but could also be something covering up an entrance to the ground.
I think I need to check for magic.
The wagon tracks that you do see, they lead two different directions. You don't know.
They split?
No, I mean it's left and right.
Oh, left and right.
So standing over them, one leads away from the village and one generally leads in the direction of the village, but it's kind of angling away.
And nothing's leading directly to my farm.
Nothing's leading directly to the farm. Where you came from, you can see the tracks go off into that direction, but they're angling away from the village.
There's no way to tell which way it was coming in and which way it was coming out.
No.
Have you told? Has he told this to us?
You could make a survival check. That's like a tracking check, if you wish.
Okay.
If you wanted to try and determine the directionality of said tracks.
Okay. 11.
You can't tell.
This area is black. And
it's
sure.
Like it's like a spot on the ground like this big.
Oh, it's a very small spot.
Yeah.
So
I tell
there's wagon tracks.
Small spot.
So there's wagon tracks Arrakis, are you able to look in one direction than the other direction and see if there's stronger purple mist in one direction versus the other? So that I would think that if it's in the direction with stronger, that means that's the more recent.
Right, right.
You understand what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying.
I got the first sentence.
Yes.
So I can, and I shall check.
Yeah, make a perception check for that.
Six. Six.
Are you able to tell?
Not really.
Arrakis, my friend, what has happened to you today?
I don't know, but I haven't eaten.
You could inspire him.
Yes, I want to give you inspiration. Arrakis, as first friends, you can do this.
Thank you, I guess.
And I take out my lute and I strum a C minor chord, which I know is a warlock chord.
Oh, indeed. This is the Ozzy Osbourne chord?
Probably.
Okay. All right.
From Bach at the Moon.
So you can check again and roll an additional D6 to your check.
My hips are starting to move to the sound of this.
So make your perception check once again at the D20.
I watch.
And then add an additional D6.
All of our hips have moved to his beautiful.
Not mine.
Come on.
15, 5.
Okay.
Dirty 20.
That's 20.
Yeah. You can tell that at this point you have kind of attuned your senses a little bit more. Not at all.
No, that's right.
And you can see that there is a stronger sense of this aura as it moves in the direction towards the farm. Again, it's not going to the farm. It's angling off away from the village proper, but...
In what direction?
Slightly west, but slightly north. I mean, you get the sense that it's kind of west. Headed... That's the general direction that Willem's dump is.
Yes, it is.
So, where he saw them 4 nights ago, he said.
So the purple mist gets stronger as it gets closer to Willem's
estate.
Perhaps it is powered by poo.
I know you're feeling. I know that mist too. It's green.
Yes.
This is purple. It's in the direction of Willem's quarters. Does it go behind the quarters or stop them?
You don't know. I mean, it's a half an hour.
It's in the direction of Willem's quarters.
Let us follow.
Before we go, can we please search the area to see if there are weapons, gold, trinkets, medallions?
Okay,
what certainly. Is
sure you can.
In general.
We
might need them.
We might need them.
She needs arrows.
I just couldn't help but notice that. You really have a fascination to pursue your possessions.
Tola, I agree. Let's search. Brockus, some people have different priorities.
Is that important right now?
It's very important to have gold, always.
I guess.
And arrows.
Arrows.
Fair enough.
Yes, arrows.
Arrows are very important. Yes, and gold buys us things.
Like
Arrakis.
Oh, roll already.
Okay, just go.
Well, let's just look for gold.
Yeah, so you'll roll
an
investigation check.
You were
helping. Yes, I will help you.
So you either could both roll, or you can roll twice, Lana.
Ooh. Oh.
Well, 20.
Okay. So, yeah, you callously look around this cemetery, and you don't find any arrows, but you weren't looking for arrows, were you? Yeah, you go so far as to get your arms and upper body dirty enough to pilfer down into torn-up holes in this cemetery.
Let's be clear. Tello only goes into already messed-up graves.
Yes. Yes, that's what I assumed.
Yes.
So. And, you know, this is a... It's a modest village, but people are often buried with some of their valuables. So I will say that you find 2 silver necklaces and we'll say 2 gold bracelets.
How'd the digging go, Toe Love?
Couldn't find anything.
I stand there with my arms crossed, just waiting.
Yes, we should make our move. Would it be helpful if I talked to some animals to see if they saw anything?
Toto, you've gotten everything you needed.
Do you see any animals?
No arrows, unfortunately.
Oh. There's not a lot of animals around
any
this
cemetery.
Any
birds flying overhead?
The sound shows chickens, but no, there are no birds.
All right, I say we continue now in the direction...
Yes, let's go towards Willem's... I can't believe we're going to have to smell that stench again, but let's go towards Willem's.
Well, remember, he's at Hawkwood's barn.
That's right.
So you follow these tracks, following some odd ethereal mist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you generally are walking back the direction you came from, but again, angled slightly away from the town itself. His farm was right on the outskirts of town. I mean, so as you travel, you notice on the ground periodically, not very often, but periodically, these weird black scorch marks. Again, they're just like small plates where, you know, the grass is burnt and singed and, you know, it smells rancid and awful in those spots. But you follow it, and about 45 minutes later, you get to what can only be described as Willem's garbage dump. I mean, there's big pits that he's dug all on his own in the ground, large heaped up mounds of earth, obviously as a result of digging these big pits, some of which are full. And yeah, and it smells just awful. If you've been to the city dump, then you know what you're smelling, because it's just the filth of the village.
And the smell of nature.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the bad nature.
Yes.
But I'm sorry.
Can I do a perception check on the purple mist?
Sure.
15.
You get the same impression that it's been here and it continues on past.
Continues past.
Yes. I mean, you can discern that there are wagon tracks.
Yes.
Willem also has a wagon. Willem's tracks go directly south, down towards the village.
Shall we continue to follow?
The purple mist goes. It follows Willem's tracks?
No.
It doesn't. Okay.
The other.
It just goes, keeps going off into where?
Beyond. West.
Into west.
West away.
Not on the path anymore.
No, no. There's some mild indication that there's wagon tracks.
Okay.
Is there enough light to safely continue our following the tracks?
Yeah, it's 5:30 right now.
The purple mist continues.
Let us make haste.
Continue.
This is a faint track following it. I've seen this before.
I've smelled this before.
You were talking about two different things.
Oh, right. Yes, yes, yes. Sorry.
Yes. This purple mist, this presence, these creatures I've encountered before. Not quite sure what they are yet, but I think they're from a sudden trouble.
Is that all you have? You're not quite sure?
I'm not quite sure. It's been a minute.
Literally what
minute? Not literally what minute. It's been a while. It's been a while.
Okay. So what do you do?
Let us follow.
Continue to follow the purple mist.
Okay. So you walk for another half an hour as these tracks, they maintain their distance from the village. They go around the outskirts of the village, heading generally westward. They slowly angle south towards the river, which lies at the southern border.
Have we seen any other scorch marks as we go?
Yes, we have. And they're not many of them, but
they're about the same interval every...
Yeah, generally they're about the same interval. Probably one every 100 feet, 200 feet. So you carry on. If you keep traveling, you make your way all the way to the bridge that crosses the river. And near the bridge are some simple homes. One could call them hovels, but they're not derelict. They're just simple, small homes. You're now on the western edge of the village, and you know it's probably starting to get a little dark. It's about 6 o'clock or so. You've done a lot of walking in the past handful of hours around the town, but you don't see anything. Like right on the edge of the bridge, where the bridge meets the grass and the ground, there's another black scorch mark right there. It is burnt and sizzled, corrupted the wood of the bridge as well.
Is it recent?
Give me a survival check.
9.
You can't tell. You can't tell.
Well, we're in a bit of a spot. It's getting dark. I don't know if it's wise to, if we encounter something when it's dark. I don't know if that's exactly wise.
Perhaps we should check with a local farmer to see if they could put us up for the night, and we could also offer protection.
I mean, you are at the town, the village, so there's an inn also. I mean, whatever, what are we going to do?
Should we have a drink?
Yes, let's eat.
Perhaps someone else has seen
let's
something.
Let's go get some mead.
Arrakis needs food as well.
Do we need to cross the bridge to go?
No. You're on the village side of the river. It's not a small stream. I mean, this is a legitimate river, but it's not like the mighty Mississippi, right? It's a good river. It's probably...
And this is the edge of town.
This is on the southern, southwestern edge of town.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably at least 30 feet across. Like, it's not a small bridge. So you go, into town as the night falls?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is depressing. I would normally go home to my farm. There's not much to go home to.
Before we go into town, may I investigate underneath the bridge? Just peek underneath.
Sure.
Feel something there.
Sure. Give me an investigation check.
Anything good can come from that.
And I would like to check the water.
Do you want a different die? Put that one in dice jail. You kind of clamber down the edge of the river on the side of the bridge. And getting your feet a little bit muddy, a little bit wet, looking around, you see evidence that, you know, maybe like a homeless person might have been spending some time down here. There's a lot of cobwebs, but you don't really see anything else.
Okay.
Find anything?
Any gold?
What is with you? We are not focused on gold right now. There's creatures have attacked this village and killed homeless animals.
No.
Yes.
Tolov, there will be gold to be had.
There will be gold. Eventually, there will be gold to be had. That is not the priority right now.
I wouldn't mind getting some food in my stomach.
But first, could I check the river proper? The water itself to see if there's
maybe you
anything
can
hidden?
Speak with a swimming salmon who's...
So you're going to stand at the river's edge and just look and observe and try to see what you see? Just tell me what you want to do, and I'll adjudicate.
I like the idea of talking to one of the swimming beasts.
Beasts.
Okay.
With my feet to animals.
Okay. Give me a nature check.
19.
I mean, there's fish in this river. Hawkward, you would know that there are a number of fishermen that spend their time on this river. Yeah, plenty of fish to be seen. Not anything beyond that, though. Nothing hidden in the river that you can tell.
Did you talk to the fishies?
Excuse me, young fish. What is your name?
You don't get a response.
Yeah.
Are we still next to the...
Only mammals.
How'd it go?
Not well.
Yeah, I think it's animals. Mm. Are fish animals?
Mm. Animals of the sea.
Part of the animal kingdom.
Chicken of
dolphins.
The sea.
Chicken you could talk sea. To a dolphin. Or a whale.
Are we still at the edge of the river?
You are.
Perhaps there's a muskrat.
May I walk onto the bridge to get a better look at the other side?
Sure. It's dusk.
It's dusk.
So you walk halfway out onto the bridge. Okay.
I will accompany him for safety. There is safety in numbers.
All right. Hmm. So you walk out onto the bridge. You know, it's a sturdy bridge. It's well made. This is a subtle click-clack as the heels of your ostentatious boots.
Warlock boots.
It's your warlock boots. Make your way about halfway across. And what are you doing now? Are you just looking around? Looking beyond to see?
I'm looking beyond to see what is on the other side of the bridge.
Okay. Give me a perception check.
Oh!
Okay.
Yeah.
18.
Okay. What you can see is some more simple homes on the edge of the river on the other side. You assume that they're also like fishermen hovels. There's another black spot on the bridge.
Mm.
Not quite all the way to the land on the other side of the river, but there is.
Is the pilgrimage continuing off to the other side of the bridge?
Guys.
Yes. What did you find?
I see another one of those black spots on the other side of the bridge, and also the pebble mist continues over the bridge. So I know we're hungry, but I feel like we should continue on. Can we do that?
Well, my concern is that it's getting dark, and we're hungry.
I can hear Korean's stomach growling.
Talavi is saying...
But I am also thirsty and hungry for revenge. And to stop this killing of animals.
All right, I'm willing to go forward with it then. Fine, let's go.
Please silence your stomach.
I will silence my stomach, and I pull out some beef jerky.
Okay.
What did you
my bag.
You had that the whole time.
Rations.
First red.
Rations.
First red.
Yes.
What is? You had that the whole time. And you hadn't said, let me share some of my jerky.
Well, I thought we were going to get mead. I toss him a piece of beef jerky.
Sure.
I catch it. Okay. I'm upset.
Awkward. Okay. Absolutely no offense that we're eating this, but we need the protein.
Just don't let me watch.
don't chew when I'm looking at the carcass of an animal I once may have loved.
You know what? Now that I think of it, we should have actually taken some of what was dead animals. Might have.
No, 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 no.
You're right. No, 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 no. Just a joke.
No, bad
idea.
Just a joke. Just a joke.
Let us follow.
Okay, so you continue to follow this mist?
Yes.
Okay. Who's looking? You are looking? Give me a survival check.
That's a 20.
Okay, so there are tracks that are clear to you in your dark vision as the dusk is falling. And you can see them heading off pretty much south straight. I mean, not too far beyond the river, there are a number of growing foothills. Expansive amount of foothills in that particular environment. And they just head that direction. And you're noticing that as night is falling and it's getting darker, the mist is less discernible.
Perhaps we should go back to the tavern.
Well, now, did you change your mind?
You don't see as well.
Unless the torch or something.
You all have dark vision.
You all have dark vision.
Even with it, it's hard to discern. Yeah, I mean, you begin walking, and you've walked until the sun is set. And once the sun is down, you can no longer see what you saw before.
Damn. Let us go to the tavern and ask if others have seen any strange things.
All right, let's go.
Is that okay, Brockus?
You can all try some vegetarian delights.
Doubtful. I'm not going to do that.
I might eat some lettuce if it's put on top of a very nice big patty of ground-up cow. Let's go to the tavern.
Okay, so you've walked out of town quite a ways, so it takes you another hour to get to the tavern. It's about 8 o'clock at night when you get there.
Jeez.
Okay.
Y'all want to go to the tavern that tavern?
How's that half piece of beef jerky treating your stomach?
It's gone now, I think.
You come into the tavern, and there's a number of people here. This is where they come after a hard day's work. They get if they don't have a means of cooking their own meals at home, this is where they end up.
Hawkwood, do you know who owns this tavern?
Yes, that of course would be...
That just...
He does know. Hawkwood does know. I mean, you guys have been here before.
Oh, it's the same tavern.
It's the same tavern.
Oh, great.
It's the same tavern.
Oh, great.
The Bone Drop
Inn.
It's the Bone Drop Inn.
Understand.
So you come into the Bone Drop Inn. There's the hubbub of people eating and, you know, just relaxing, having their drinks. But there is, you see Rose, the barmaid. She's off to the side. She's having kind of a heated argument, or a heated conversation at least, with an older gentleman. And he's very heatedly, you know, gesturing and pointing. And, you know,
I walk over to them.
You walk over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Rose, I'm just that saying hello.
Okay. Before she can even respond, this gentleman who's speaking to her, he turns and he looks at you and he says, "You! All of you! You're the problem! You're the problem! Okay? This used to be a good town. This used to be a good town. I was telling Rose, her father is missing. Ralph. Crazy wolves attack town when you guys show up. The dead are walking. Hawkward's farm is ruined. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Hawkward. But the dead are walking. Ralph's missing. What else is going on?
My friend.
There's a string of robberies in this town. This has never happened before.
Perhaps
ever happened.
Back to the tavern was a bad.
I saw the creepiest thing I ever saw a few nights ago.
Let me guess.
Okay, smarty.
Were there purple eyes?
A dead-looking horse still walking.
And his face, like the color from his face, drains. And he says, "Yes, yes. I'm sure they're here to." Find you, whoever they are and whoever you are, adventuring types.
The same type destroyed Hawkwood's farm. Why would we be searching for them if Hawkwood was in on it?
We saved your town. Show some gratitude.
Hey.
Okay, Tone Loaf. Hey.
Okay, I don't know about the town. You killed some wargs, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't know. You. All I'm saying is that all this crap started happening when you guys showed up. You know, he's a little... Right. Clearly, he's a little inebriated.
What's your name?
I'm Angus.
Angus.
And I'm one of the premier fishermen in this town.
Yes, I've had some of your fish.
Of course you have.
Yes.
If you've had fantastic. Fish here, you've had my fish.
Fantastic. Yes. Rose has helped me have some of the fish, in fact.
Rose is a sweet girl. I'm just trying to talk some sense into her. Her father is
missing.
My neighbor on the river. And he's been missing for almost a week now. Yeah, just, you know, I was at his place the other night. And, you know.
Wait, since he's been missing?
Yes.
You were at his place after he's missing?
Yes. Things from his home.
No.
No, we wouldn't accuse him of that.
I wouldn't do that. There were robberies. Everybody knows about the robberies. I was looking for him. I was in his home looking for him, and I felt this terrible bleh. You know what I'm saying?
You could sense this creature before you saw it.
You felt a bleh. Was it more of like a
I could see
bleh, or was it more like a bleh?
The second one.
Like bleh.
Yeah.
Did you
sick? I was sick.
You felt sick to your stomach.
I almost got sick. I was in Ralph's house, and I could see out the window.
You almost Ralphed in Ralph's house.
Well, you have a strange way of putting things, but I almost did. Yes, I looked out the window, and I could see this thing, this shadowy wagoneer.
About four nights ago. Count them. One.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Angus.
About four nights ago.
Did you see him do anything that might have scorched the earth?
He was waving a stick around.
A fire stick?
No, I didn't see any flame. It was dark at night. I would have seen flame. No, but there was stuff splashing off of it when he waved it around.
What color?
Oh, it was dark. It was in the middle of the night, wasn't it?
We don't know. We weren't there.
Yes. Angus, why were you in the middle of the night looking for Ralph?
In his home.
He's a friend of mine. He's my neighbor. And I was just concerned about him.
Okay. Can I see if he's telling the truth?
Sure. An insight check.
11.
He seems pretty sincere.
Angus is an upstanding fisherman.
Thank you, Hawkward.
No, yes. He kills fish.
And Angus...
All I'm saying, I appreciate your help with the...
And I appreciate you providing the beasties. Fish, because I've had so much fish here while I've been performing.
But it's the only conclusion I can come up with.
That
you know?
We've brought all of this trouble on.
Well, only two of us have come here. Two of us lived here, so two of us.
Well, I know Hawkward. Hawkward's from here.
Hawkward's from here.
But I don't know you very well.
He's awkward.
It is true.
You say so.
I am awkward.
But Hawkward's been here the whole time.
And I don't eat meat or fish, so we have never had a fish.
There's nothing you can tell me that will convince me that you are not the problem. As he screams that, Oscar Telbin, the proprietor of the inn, comes stumbling out.
That's the one. He's the owner.
and he looks awful. He looks terribly, terribly ill. He's, you know, he's shuffling around.
Angus, you get out of here. You've had too much to drink.
And Angus is like, you know, freaked out by the coughing and the sick pallidness of...
I'm sorry about Angus. You know what? He's a conspiracy monger, and I'm sorry. I have not been feeling well lately.
Oscar, how long have you been feeling sick?
Just the past few days.
4 days.
I don't know. A few days.
Did you have any contact with a being with purple eyes?
No. No, I run this inn.
Do you have food poisoning?
Not at my inn. Not at my inn.
Yes, no way. This is the finest inn in town. Oh, yeah.
Now that you mention it, though, a few days ago I started smelling a reek in my cellar, and I just figured something died, maybe a family of rats. But I haven't been feeling well since then. I am tough as an ox, though.
Wait,
I'm going to get over this.
Did you go check your cellar?
Well, I go in my cellar all the time. It's my cellar.
But so you smelled something terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
Do you still smell it?
I do.
Surely that's a health code violation. You serve food at this establishment.
Well, it's my cellar. And I'd appreciate it if you kept it down, but it's my cellar. I mean, it's, you know...
Would you mind if we checked out your cellar?
You'll clear out the dead rats?
No.
Did you hear about Hawkwood's farm?
I did.
Those were the undead.
They were what?
Undead.
You mean like living dead?
Like dead, living. Living dead.
That's awful. That's.
Are you sure that's not happening in your basement right now?
Oh, my cellar is not that big, but there's no skeletons and beasties and I mean, there's wine and cheese and
perfect. We'll check it out.
Well, okay.
Say no more.
All right. I would like to attempt your wounds on you.
Okay, all right. So you you lay your hands on...
I ask permission first.
Sure. You lay your hands on him and you chant your prayer of healing, so to speak. And it... very, very, very briefly, thank you. There's a moment where he feels some relief, but, you know, quickly reverts right back to his, you know, his illness. Well, that would, if that would make you feel better, I suppose I could let you down in the cellar. I mean, like I said, I'm sure it's just a dead rat, or a lot of dead rats, but they can get very nasty.
Excellent, thank you.
You let us check.
Yes, please lead us to the cellar.
Okay, okay. Roll call.
Oh.
Roll call.
So how are we going to do it this time? Let's wait till we get down there to see what happens.
Okay.
So he has a rag in one hand, and he's, you know, he's coughing into this thing.
This is not good. He does not have a normal...
I'm going to take my arms and put it up on my nose, because okay. I don't want to catch anything.
Okay.
That's communicably terrible for
me. We should also be very careful.
I would recommend all of you... Okay. I recommend all of you cover your nose and mouth.
Okay. He leads you down to the cellar. It's to the back room. And as he's walking out, he calls over to Rose.
Rose, I'm going to take these five people down to the cellar. They want to see what they can see. The smell is all about down there.
He leads you down and you get a look at her, and she's not looking very good either. Like, she's not hardly
Rose?
She's not hardly as ill as him, but... You know, you've met her before, and she doesn't quite look as well as she once did.
Well, her dad's previously. Missing, too.
And her father is missing as well. So,
So
Oscar, he leads you down a number of steps, takes you down underground to his cellar. You're probably, I don't know, 15 feet underground at this point. And you walk in, and what you see before you is a modest-sized room. It's probably 15 feet deep. 25 feet long. There's sconces on the walls. It's dark. It's cool, right? There's stacked barrels. There's stacked crates. There's, you know, sacks of, you know, food. And there's a rack full of, you know, bottles of beverage. And there is a foul reek down here.
Oscar, did you find anything down here unusual?
Other
than the smell?
I can't be down here any longer.
Oscar, before you go, was Ralph down here before he disappeared?
Ralph?
Your neighbor.
Rose's dad.
Rose's dad. Angus is his neighbor.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Ralph Steggan?
Yes.
No, no, I haven't seen Ralph in quite some time. I don't get out of the inn much.
Have you heard anything in the basement? At all?
Heard anything?
Maybe when you were upstairs you heard something downstairs.
No, just the smell and... Ooh, you know, now that we're talking about it, I'm down here. I can't.
Oscar, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Baracus, I want to inspire you to check for purple mist.
Yes, I shall check for purple.
How do you inspire him?
Baracus.
May I?
May you what?
May I touch you?
Why do you always have to touch others?
Why do you have to touch?
This is the Asimov way, my friend.
Why do you have to touch me? You can touch my
Ruckus. Look
wrist.
Me in the eyes.
My wrist.
Okay. Fine.
My wrist.
Fine. I grab him by the wrist. See, Ruckus. See. I did not. It's like when Adrian said to Rocky when she woke
Adrian
up, she said, "Win, Rocky, win."
I don't know what you're
so
talking about.
So that's C. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I got this, first friend.
I'm just inspiring you. That's all. Because you have not seen very many things.
We don't need to go there.
He's inspired you, so...
Some days we're off.
Fine, I'll sing him a song, Nathan. Baracus, may you see...
So what are you all doing down here? You're inspiring Baracus.
Yes, I'm inspiring Baracus to...
I am carefully looking and keeping guard because I suspect something foul
this
and evil.
Smell is
okay.
Smell
speaking of smell,
oh.
I'm sorry. These smells.
And you're looking for what? You're looking for purple mist. Okay. Tolov, are you doing something down here?
I am searching for cheese.
Cheese. Okay.
What?
Roll perception. And you are looking for
Danger.
Danger.
Roll perception.
11.
Ooh, 21.
You find the cheese, and it is good.
Cheese, anyone?
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to eat anything from the cellar right now.
21.
Okay, you find no danger, but you do hear an odd sound in the far corner. It's coming from, like, somewhere. Yeah. You don't see anything. It's actually a blank space. There are no crates or barrels or bags in the far corner of the cellar, but you hear an odd sound.
10.
You don't see any purple anything.
I think we should investigate the sound.
What sound?
What sound?
There is a sound coming from this wall over here. Can you not hear it? It is an odd sound.
Now that you're all over there, you can hear something now. There's like a weird scratching.
Proceed with caution.
Okay, and that's it. I mean, there's a sconce on the wall. It's illuminating everything.
It's coming from the wall?
The other side of the wall?
The other side of the wall.
The other side of the wall.
Or in the wall, or you don't know.
Can we look to see, are there any doors? Are there any doors that are...
Give me...
Secondary doors that go into
an... Give me an investigation check. Anybody wants to help them?
I
can
help. I want to.
Check of all trades. Plus one. 21.
Ooh.
Okay. Two things you've noticed. The stench is worse over here.
Oh.
Noticeably. And you are barely able to discern that there's an outline of a door in the brick wall, as you can see here. It's cleverly hidden.
It smells worse here, and there's an outline of a door on
this wall. Why are you pointing out that it smells worse here? We all have noses.
But I'm the one who can tell, and there's a faint doorway outline.
That I did not know.
I am going to assume that there was a dead person on the other side of this wall who is now alive. That's my assumption. That's all I'm going to say. I go up and feel it to see if we can feel
It feels like stone.
Just feels like stone.
Yeah.
So there was just like a trace.
But you're able to discern that there's like a subtle, consistent line top and bottom that would denote a doorway.
And I have a crowbar and feel... 10 feet of string. What can we do?
We can use the crowbar.
Okay. And a hammer as well.
It doesn't feel like that's been filled in or like as smooth as day, but there's just a...
It's a very well-fitted stone that matches. Almost perfectly matches the stone on all the other walls.
Let's go ask Oscar.
Oh, you won't. I'll just blast the door.
Oh, that's better.
I can do that.
You can do that. You've also got a thief who has
lock picking
and stuff. And...
But it's stones.
Yeah, there's
well, you can find them. Probably find them.
Let's try your way first.
Okay. Well, I feel like we should try the thief way first. I don't want to get
blasted. But if there's something undead on the outside, well, I would rather kill two birds with one stone.
What if he blasts... no pun intended. What if he blasts
a person inside
the stone and it comes back into our faces?
Well, everyone else take a step back.
I'm going to walk back up halfway up the stairs.
Okay, so you walk back halfway up the stairs.
Yes.
You two back up a little.
I back up quite a bit.
Words
in your mouth. My hammer.
Your hammer's out. Club slung over your back.
Ready.
And I'm ready to out just pass the door.
Okay, roll for attack.
All right.
Stand back! If anyone's on the other side.
Shut up. Shut up. All right, ready?
What if this is like his account?
Ranged spell attack.
19. Well, we actually make
plus probably 4 or 5.
Plus 5.
So 24. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's a door. It's a piece of the wall. Boom! Your eldritch blast cascades from your arm and slams into this thing. And there's catch a boosh. Roll for damage. 1d10.
Why are we doing
that? 10.
10.
10.
Okay.
Red. Oh, no.
So
I thought it was for your damage.
So stone and rock
go
shattering everywhere.
I did too.
And you've blasted a hole kind of right where you would imagine there to be a... like a handle for this door.
Very well done, first friend. Very well done. I'm sorry I doubted you.
What you blasted away the stone, and you removed this many inches thick layer of a stone outer veneer on this door, revealing like a reinforced wooden door behind this.
Another door.
There we go.
Baracus, I would like to apologize.
To all of us.
Yes, to all of you, particularly Baracus.
I require no apology.
Thank you.
I do.
Sorry.
You didn't say it. Finish.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
For
mispronouncing your name all the
time. Thank you,
Tolo.
So what you see, again, is I mean, you can see the handle of a door behind this big blasted, shattered part of the door.
Can we see the lock mechanism? Is there a lock mechanism?
There is a lock mechanism.
Can we check for any traps?
Sure.
I check for traps.
All right. I roll an investigation check. You're kind of looking around in this thing?
Yes.
Okay. This is usually the job of the rogue, but our bard can do it.
I got a 12.
Okay.
I'm checking for traps, bard. Everyone, and I...
You don't find any
traps. Don't find any traps.
Okay. I've just taken out my small file, set of lockpicks, small mirror with metal handle, narrow-bladed scissors, and pair of pliers. I'm ready to work.
We could also check to see if it's open first.
True.
True. Does someone jiggle the handle?
Not I.
I will jiggle the handle since I'm deep.
It's locked.
It's locked, Hawkward.
Good.
Thanks anyway.
Thank you for your contribution.
Hawkward, that was a fantastic.
So you're making a lockpick check on this?
Yes.
So roll a d20 and add your dexterity modifier plus your proficiency bonus.
Okay.
Bang.
22 plus, where's the proficiency bonus?
It's top left.
Oh.
It's plus 2.
Oh, so 24.
Okay, so very quickly, you're like clickety-click-click, bonk, and it is unlocked. Easy.
See, there we go.
Is there still scratching noises?
Yes, there is.
Does it seem to have gotten more frantic, less frantic, same?
Same.
Let's get this over with.
Yes, who's going to open the door?
Not I.
Not I, not it.
I only have...
No, you know what? I'll open the door. Fine. I'll open the door. I pull out my rapier.
Wait a minute.
Yes, I'm not doing well. Yes, I am injured.
Let Tolo open the door.
My hammer is ready.
I pull out my keen-bladed short sword. No, wait. You're opening the door. I put that away. I pull out my hand crossbow.
Great.
Okay.
Am I covered?
I have got you covered.
Excellent.
I got you back here.
The Eldritch is ready.
Yeah, I'm ready to do another one.
I have a dagger in one hand, and I
So you open the door before you. This is the cellar.
Ooh.
You come down the stairs, been in here, and this is the corner where you've blasted the wall open, and this is the secret door that you have revealed.
Ooh.
Here. And as soon as you open the door, Tolov, what you see before you are two dismembered hands clinging to the ceiling.
Oh.
They dislodge themselves off and fly at your head.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I duck.
Roll for initiative.
Initiative against hands.
You're here and
plus
here.
Plus your dexterity, right?
So Tolov is at the door.
Here. All of you. 15 for me.
Wait, so it's...
So where are we standing?
Plus your initiative, so...
Plus your dexterity.
Okay. Where are you guys standing?
No, it's plus your initiative.
Hawkward backed up, or where were you?
Oh, they're the same.
Hawkward's back by the same.
I was backed up quite a bit. With my hammer.
All right.
You were already back, weren't you?
You were on the stairs.
I was on the stairs,
yeah.
But then...
And I was...
So had you moved into the room, or were
yes,
you back?
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm behind Toto.
But I pulled out my hand crossbow.
So?
19 for me.
Okay.
Oh, we won already.
19 for Tolov.
15 for me. For Hawkward, this is...
Maracus.
12.
Corian.
7.
7. All right. These hands come out at you, and you're unprepared for them. They grasp right onto you. Chunk. And they are going to slash at you and try and hurt you. The first one strikes at you. That's a 9 to beat your AC.
Oh, and 15.
Okay, no good. That's cocked. That's also a 9. They're like sitting right on your shoulders, and you're just like... yeah, right? This is disgusting. Like, these are two desiccated, like, they're basically zombie hands.
Yeah.
You know, chopped off at the wrists, bones protruding. They don't smell very good, and they're right on you. You don't understand the magic involved with animating a hand, but it's happening.
Yeah.
And you're able to, you know, dodge out of the way of these things.
Okay.
And now it is your turn to do something.
I don't really want to accidentally stab myself. That would be unpleasant. Well, I guess I have to. Okay, I would like to take my two daggers, handle side toward my body, and go...
All right, yeah. you just be like trying to knock them off. You're trying to
hit like little pancakes.
But again, but the blade is out, so I'm totally fine.
Okay.
Yeah, but like cool. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it was cool. Like, yeah, yeah. I don't know if it was like an orangutan.
It's very dexterous.
I practiced my orangutan on the drive home from work today. Okay, so roll to hit D20 and add your dagger to hit modifier.
Mm-hmm. 17.
17 hits. Mm-hmm. This is your first strike. You hit it. Roll for damage.
Three, four, seven.
Okay, so with your first dagger, you basically flash right through it. It goes smacking into the wall right next to you, and it hits the ground, and it isn't moving. You follow that up with the other dagger very quickly. Roll to see if you hit.
20.
It hits.
And
roll your d4 again for damage. This time, don't add any number to it.
It's just one.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, with your other hand, you stab at this thing, and you slash off like a pinky finger, but it's still like... No, I'll say you do knock it to the ground, but it's like...
Oh, like...
It's skittering around on the ground, like the hand from Adam's family. Yeah.
Tolov, can we give you a hand?
Oh, wow. You know what? I gotta think ahead of time. I gotta think ahead of time. Okay.
Hawkward,
you're up. So this guy is dead, and this guy is on the ground right next to her.
Skittering?
Skittering around, yeah.
I am not sure if it is a living thing or not, so I will attack with my hammer, which I already have out.
So you run right up to it?
Ready to go.
Yes?
Yes.
All right. Roll to attack.
18.
That hits.
3.
All right. So you bring your hammer down on this thing, and there's a wet... as this filthy, rotten hand goes shattered, and chunks of it go flying out from underneath.
Hawkward, you nailed it. Well done.
You killed it. We don't know, it may have been undead and not have killed it.
I think it's safe to say it was undead.
The thing that's lying there in half pieces, is it's not moving at all. It's,
no, it is now
kaput.
Inanimate. Yes.
The hands are dead.
They are.
Sweet, small bit of revenge.
And what you've revealed beyond this secret door, now that you've been attacked by these odd little things, is a narrow hallway that goes forward 10 more feet. There's a sconce on the wall. It's not lit, so it's dark. And it turns left.
Tolov.
Yes.
Go stealth. Okay. Tell Tolov to see if
how do you respond?
Get become stealthy.
I'm just born stealthy.
Oh.
Okay. So are you stealthing then?
Sure.
Roll for stealth.
Roll for stealth. So
just to see how stealthy you are.
18.
Yeah, 18.
Okay. So you're being very, very quiet. What do you do now that you are especially quiet?
How about you go investigate?
I,
where did she go?
Stop, Tolo! So loud.
Go investigate.
She's, I tuck and
you
roll.
Can clearly see her, but she's just being very quiet.
I tuck and roll into the next room.
Okay.
Tuck and roll.
All right.
Like a gymnast.
Well.
Okay. So what you see as you get into this hallway is it's 25 feet long-ish. Still very narrow. It ends at a door.
This is not a door.
This door is not a secret door. It's clearly a door. You're close enough with your dark vision to see that it's like a reinforced metal door.
Metal door.
Yeah, like this door's not messing around.
Can metal doors be blasted?
Sure, anything can be blasted.
Baracus,
Whoa. What
are you doing back there?
Should we go see if it's open or something? Yes, Tolov, you are stealthy right now. You should maybe go and give it a little try and see what happens.
You should give a listen as well.
Yes.
Okay. What do you do, Tolov?
I do a backhand spring.
Okay.
Down the hallway. A series of them.
I need to learn how to do those.
You kind of cartwheeling down the hallway as you do? Okay.
That is impressive.
In complete silence.
Is anybody following, or...
Yes, I would follow. Yes, come on, let's go.
So where are you?
Rockus, let's go.
Rockus, yes, first friend.
What's the marching order here?
My first friend and I hold hands and walk...
Yes.
I
hold
his
hands.
It's a little narrow for that.
Okay.
I lead the way, but we are holding hands.
So you lead the way, you're right behind her?
And his hand is holding my left hand, so I can have my hand crossbow out.
Awkward.
I will bring up the rear, but watching carefully to make sure that the door doesn't close behind us.
Okay, so you stay here?
Yes.
Good, awkward.
Okay. So you're flipping down the hallway. As soon as you get here, you step on a plate on the floor.
Oh,
I was about to say, let's check for traps. Son of a gun!
And you hear this telltale click as the floor underneath you shifts.
I try to roll out.
I duck.
You are all terrible friends.
I duck. This happens instantaneously. And what happens as soon as you step on this spot, you hear this... And right above your head, Hawkward, two darts come flying out of the wall, down towards the door, and strike you.
Strike me?
in the back.
Because I am short.
Yes.
What is your pun now?
I will say, what's your passive perception?
My passive perception is 12.
Okay. Yeah, you don't hear them until it's too late, and they strike you in the back, both of them. And you take,
Wrong.
Yeah.
I know.
And you take 4 points of poison damage.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's not bad.
Poison dart's not...
Yeah.
Well, who knows what the poison is?
Yeah, maybe so you feel this, like, poison. Searing, this searing, like, heat and a burn in your back. Oh! You've clearly...
I say, what was the point of being in this hallway?
Mm-hmm.
Sing us an inspirational song.
So, can we go back?
What do you do?
What do I do?
What do all of you
There's
do?
Not much that I can do.
I mean,
does anyone...
I mean, now we've already...
It's pitch black in here. It's pitch black. I mean, you all have dark vision, so it's kind of gray.
Can I cast a healing word on myself?
Sure.
Because I am... really having a problem.
Well, let right me, now. I'm pretty
we're
sure
we're not
you
in
can.
Initiative, right? Or we're not in...
No, you're not in initiative. A creature of your choice that you can see within range, this spell has no effect on undead or constructs. So, you know, can you see yourself within 60 feet?
Yes.
I look at my hand.
Like, it doesn't specifically say you can't heal yourself. I'll say you can.
Okay.
I mean, you can hear your own magic invoking this healing... Okay, so 1d4 plus your spell casting ability modifier.
1d4 plus 3. Not my spell attack bonus, right?
Yeah, whatever your ability modifier is, which is charisma, so plus your charisma modifier.
Yes, plus 3. 6.
Okay,
great.
So you heal yourself 6 points.
Yay!
Great.
What do you do? For you is this door, this narrow hallway.
The only way out is through.
Going back.
Can we check to see if there are any more traps?
Yes.
Sure you can.
I'd like to check to see if there are any more traps.
Okay. I mean, it's a narrow hallway, so you're looking...
Well,
in
who's in the front?
Can we all check? I am.
Tolov, can you check to see if there are any more traps so I don't get shot in the back again?
Yes.
You got it.
So roll d20 and add your investigation modifier.
Invest. 18.
You don't find any more traps anywhere. I mean, you can see two, like, rat burrow holes in the ground on the bottom corners of the door.
Mm.
My friends.
The rats.
Rats
got
are
it,
my
got
friends.
It.
Or
they're not rat burrow holes per se, but they're just
size.
They're
the
size
were
of rats. They're the burrowed holes.
Yes.
Underneath.
Can we hear? Well, I'm too far in the back. Can someone put your ear down by the burrow holes?
Does anyone have a
try
stethoscope?
To hear?
Does anyone have a stethoscope?
Come on, someone has to have.
Stethoscope.
You can move up to the door. You've detected no traps.
Door locked.
We haven't even checked door
check
yet.
Door.
No.
Door.
We should check the door.
Hey, turn it up. Check the door.
I jiggle the handle.
It is not locked.
Ooh. Crank it, Rockus.
Crack it open. Crack it open and have a look. See, you're stealthy.
Yeah, you're the stealthy one.
Why are you trying to get me killed?
I'm not. You're stealthy.
I'm saying I'm the worst person to do it. I'm not very stealthy.
Okay.
Open the door quietly. Tell
I crack the door open just a tiny amount so that I can put one eye through the hole.
Okay. So you crack the door open ever so slightly, and what you see very briefly is a room that's slightly larger than the cellar that you came from. And from your vantage point, so like the door is opening from hinges on the left, so you crack the door open like this, and you can see off into the right-hand side of the room. There are... what you can only make out as cells.
Like prison cells?
Like prison cells. And the smell coming from in here is almost enough to make you pass out. It's really, really dreadful.
Okay. Mm.
That's all you see.
I shut the door. Gentlemen, we don't want to go in there.
I can't hear you.
Why?
I'm in the back of this line.
It appears to be a prison with potentially multiple dead bodies. The smell is atrocious.
I am closer now. You don't have to speak so loud.
Okay. Does anyone here have poor smelling abilities?
Well, we can all take little bits of fabric and put it up on our noses.
Yeah.
Well, we're here. Let's go. Let's go inside.
Right,
I say we go inside.
I'm going to go inside.
Okay. I mean, you can walk around each other.
Right.
So.
Yes. I'm going to go all the way in.
Okay. I have a bad
You're going to go right in?
I'm going to go right in.
Okay.
Let's get this party started.
And I'm going to pull out my keen-bladed short sword and walk in hand-in-hand with my friend Baracus.
Okay.
Can we see in this room?
You can now. The door is swung open.
But it's the light.
And so what you see before you is a very similar stone wall and floor as the cellar. On your right-hand side are what look like six jail cells. There's some odd table here with, like, chains and straps on them and, like, a shelf of some kind that has a bunch of chest of drawers on it and another table over there. And on the table are some rusted old, like, knives and different instruments. And wandering on the side of the room over here,
just some
are two. They're not armed like this. Okay. The skeletons they have. Two skeletons and a mummy.
Ooh, mummy!
Do they see us yet?
Absolutely. They barge into this room. They see you, and they're clickety clacking around this room, bumping into the walls. And as soon as that door opens and you come in, they look at you. And battle ensues.
Oh, they didn't stop to talk. Okay. We could have talked about it first.
Let's go with the eldest boss.
Okay, so have we rolled initiative?
No.
Please do.
I've rolled a 20, but I'm kind of outside.
That's a 9.
Is that 14. Where you were when we started the room? Or would you have walked up?
I guess I would have walked up.
Okay. So you rolled a 20?
Yes. I rolled a 19.
Great.
My plus 1.
I rolled a 9.
14.
13.
Elder's Blast will not be had soon.
Okay, so you come bursting into this room. Rakus, you are kind of distracted by the fact that there are prison cells in this cellar of a tavern. Yes. And so the fact that you are surrounded by a bunch of undead that's a little startling to you. Awkward, however, you've had just this moment of clarity where you are ready and they burst in. You respond first to this battle situation. What do you do?
Can I safely cast Thunderwave inside?
Not where you are right now. You can move and then cast it.
All right. I will move to a safe a safe place so I won't hit any of my friends.
Okay.
Well, friends, I meant. Adventuring acquaintances.
Oh, relationships going well.
Okay.
So we saved some of his animals.
We did. We also needed saves from the animals.
Okay, so you step in, say, here. It's a 15-foot cube, 5, 10, 15. So this 15-foot cube right here, you'll miss them, and it'll just blast that way. It'll catch this humanoid wrapped in bandages.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, he has to make a con save.
Yes.
The mummy. That is a 14. What is your spell save DC?
Spell save DC 13.
Okay, so he saves. And on a save, he takes half damage and is not pushed back. So roll a 2d8 and then cut that number in half.
6. 1.
7, so he takes 3 damage. Okay. So you come stepping out, and you stomp on the ground, casting this druidic nature spell, and this cube of force comes flying out and slams into this thing. Some of its wrappings go flapping behind it, but he's doing all right. Now he's turned and looking straight at you. Corian, you're up. You've got 20 more feet of movement, so you can back up. You could go to a different area of the jail. You could stay right where you are if you wish.
Who am I blocking?
You're in front of Tolov here. So you could back up if you wished. You could go over here. You could stay right where you are.
I would like to at least move so that she can, if she chooses to fire an arrow, she can safely do so.
Okay. I can go over your head, Hawkman.
Oh, can I move to the side?
Here?
Instead of towards the skeleton?
Or here?
Just not right up to the... Yes.
Yes.
Corey, okay, you're right. I'm going to go running in front of my actual friend, Hawkwood.
You're going to run
and,
here?
Oh, well, diagonal, I guess, right there. And then pull out my keen-bladed short sword and try to sword this mummy until they cry mummy.
Okay, do it.
17.
17 hits. This thing is not wearing armor.
9.
Okay, ooh. 9 points of damage. Great. So, yeah, you come slashing through this thing, and you cut some of the ribbons away. This thing is, you know, it's a pretty good hit, but
that
it's tough.
Wipe him out?
It's pretty tough. And now it is...
It's not toilet paper he's wearing.
And now it is the creature's turn. And I will say this...
delicately.
Corian and Hawkward, both of you give me a constitution save.
You got it.
17.
Dirty 20.
Okay. I mean, the stench is just almost overwhelming. And the proximity with which you are near this thing, it near overwhelms you, but you dig deep and you fight off whatever effect this thing might have had on you.
Do that every round.
You are going to have to do that every round. Yeah, so if you're within a certain proximity of him. And he's going to swipe at you, just... and he does so. That's a 16 to hit.
That would hit me, yes.
That's 8 points of bludgeoning damage.
What?
Oh my god!
This guy's made out of ribbon! Oh. How is that possible?
Dang!
And 8 points?
Good thing you
Where's
just
your
got
puns off. Now, Shay?
8 points.
Awkward, you're so mean.
Tolov, you're up.
Okay. I would like to take my short bow.
Okay.
My trusty bow. And can I shoot the mummy from where I am?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Yep.
23.
23 hits.
8
points of damage. Okay. Yeah, you draw back. Thunk. You send this arrow right into his shoulder. Hurts him. It's tough. He's not really slowing down, though. Is that it? You're going to stay where you are?
Yep.
Okay. And now it is the skeleton's turn. And they begin to wander and walk as they do. Both of them coming up to you, Brachus.
No. Oh no.
Attacking you.
Both of them at the same time?
I mean, the minis look... These are just simply skeletons, you know. They each have a knife in their hand. They don't have swords and things like that. So they both swing at you to see if they hit you.
Oh, no.
That's a 20 to hit on the first one. Okay. The second one, that is an 8 to hit. So the second one does not hit?
What's your armor class?
11.
Okay. So the second one does not hit you. The first one, however, does with his dagger, and he does 3 points of piercing damage. Pokes at you.
Yeah.
And he catches you, like right in the gut. Slashes at you.
Okay.
Okay, so
you take 3 points of hit points. There you go. And it is now your turn. Hawkward, you're on deck.
Alright, Brachus.
I need to use my armor of Agathys right now.
What now?
Armor of Agathys.
Armor of Agathys.
What does
that mean?
Armor of Agathys.
Yes.
What does Armor of Agathys mean?
Armor of Agathys is a spell that you cast on yourself. It gives you 5 temporary hit points, and then it also makes it so that anything attacks you and hits you, they take 5 points of cold damage in return.
A little bit late to the party, but...
You don't want to attack them.
Yes.
Huh? You don't want to attack them. They're hurting you.
They're hurting you.
I understand.
I get it,
Brachus.
You get it.
What are you going to do, Brachus? You're casting Armor of Agathys?
Oh. Yes.
Okay, is that Armor of Agathys? I'm just seeing if it's an action or a bonus action. It's an action, so this will take your whole action. Go ahead, cast it on yourself, so it's there.
Oh, no.
So now you've cast it on yourself. Give you, in the temporary hit points area, put a 5. That's what you'll take away from next time you get hit.
Okay.
Until they're all depleted. Okay? Cool. Okay, and you are pretty much pinned in there, so you're not going anywhere. Hawkward, you're up. Corian on deck.
I will throw my hammer at the skeleton that is in between...
This guy right here?
One in the middle, yes.
Okay.
Booyah!
We're at it.
Yeah. 9.
9 does not hit.
Oh. I pull out my club to ready for the next round.
Okay, great. Corian, you're up.
Yes, I understand that.
You guys get the system, right? I'm just kind of using it as a...
Yeah.
I'm taking my keen-bladed short sword,
okay,
and I am praying and begging for a good roll. 18, 19, or 20. Son of a gun! 14. So, 19. 19.
14 hits. That hits.
Well, 19, right. 1d6 plus 3.
Ah, man.
3 plus 3, 6.
6 points of damage. Okay.
How the mummy was
if
it?
I roll an 18, 19,
20. Oh.
It's a critical.
Okay, now it is his turn.
Yeah.
And I need you three to roll me a constitution save.
Oh,
okay.
Plus 3. Bad.
10?
Yep.
Oh, crap.
12.
12.
6.
Okay, you save, Tolov. You two, this foul aura has kind of overwhelmed you. You're weaker. Until the end of your next turn, you have disadvantage on your attacks.
Oh, right.
Because you're weakened. Okay? And yeah, I mean, you're right in front of him. He's just going to look right at you. And this kind of withering, shimmery essence comes out of his eyes.
and he's glaring at you. Roll me a wisdom save.
Oh, a wisdom save. Easy, I'm very wise. Four.
Oh, okay. No.
So four. So you fail. You've fallen prey to his dreadful glare. Yes. And you are now frightened until the end of his next turn.
How frightened am I? Do I lose control of anything?
What was your roll?
A 2 plus 2, a 4.
Okay. You are so frightened that you are paralyzed with fear until the end of his next turn. You will be paralyzed.
I'm so paralyzed that do I lose control of any of my faculties?
Paralyzed.
Please don't make the snow loose.
My spiritual faculties.
Oh, got it.
Oh, of course not. So, and that's where we're at. You're paralyzed. Okay? Sorry.
Paralyzed. I think
that's okay.
Please.
Tolov, it's your turn.
Okay, best friend.
Okay, I'm going to go for that mummy again with my short bow. 17.
17 hits.
Tell me what a fractured roll is.
9
points of damage?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so your marksmanship is perfect. You're just loading this thing up with arrows. Poof, 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 as it's standing there, bearing down on Corian's teammate.
And I go, I say,
thank you, Tola!
You're just like,
thank you, Tola! I appreciate it!
All right, it is the skeleton's turn, and they both continue to attack you. Following up, one with the dagger, both of them now following up with their own claw. That's a 9 to hit, misses. That's a natural 1, which misses. So they're just, clathering after you, trying to hit you and strike you, but, you know, you're a nimble little son of a gun. So
Muhammad Ali.
That's right. And now, Baracus, it is your turn.
Sting. You're floating like a butterfly.
Which one? He's bearing down on Corian.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to use the Burning Hands.
Okay.
The fellow right in front of me.
You could do it on both of them.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. And the flames would reach to about right here in an arc like that.
Perfect.
So you would miss everybody, but the
burn off some stench.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
Probably, actually.
Burning hands on those boys.
Burning hands. So you hold your hands in a fan with your thumbs together. They have to make a dex save. So the flames just come pouring out, and these skeletons have to make a dexterity save. Nope, not yet.
Oh, yeah, because it's a spell.
What's your spell save DC?
13.
Okay, so one of them saves, one of them does not save. Strange, you know. So one of them is just able to somehow, well, they both take damage. One of them just takes more damage than the other one. 3d6.
3d6.
Yeah, three rolls of that guy.
Jeez.
2. 5.
That's very nice. Well done. That's a better one.
4.
8.
So 11 total. Okay. So the first one who, neither of them are down. But half of 11 would be 6. So yeah, one of them is terribly scorched. One of them is, you know, burned as well, but not quite as burned as the other one. So that's great.
I mean, it's a good idea.
Awkward, you're up. Corian on deck.
Paralyzed.
I will take my club and hit the mummy.
You're going to come around to the mummy? There's like a dresser. Not a dresser, but it's like a chest of drawers. You could push it over. I mean, it's just a piece of furniture.
Can you stand on it?
If you wish.
So he's face to face with the mummy.
what do you wish to do?
I will hop upon it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's about as tall as you are. So it takes a moment to climb up onto it. Not long, not too long, huh? Get up there. And I will say from there, you'll be able to hit.
I will swing my two-handed great club.
You're up high. You're up high. Swing with advantage.
Yeah.
Roll twice.
10 and 11 plus 2.
It hits
13.
Yes. Excellent. And then 1d8. Damage. 8!
Plus.
I don't think I have any.
No strength modifier?
The
strength.
Yeah.
Okay, so 8 points of damage. Whoop-boof! You bash this thing right in the side of the head.
You are not a living thing!
He is not a living thing. Corian, you are up.
He's
paralyzed.
Still fine, the mummy. He's just like
he's hurt. I mean,
I didn't break his spell.
No, there's tatters that are been torn off, and you know, and he's a little bit slower, but he's Tough. He's still standing. Corian is paralyzed.
Yes, I am
paralyzed. Until the end of your turn. But I think it's time that your soul fractures.
Yes!
And what
we see...
I lose control of my fissure in my soul.
Yes.
And out comes...
I'll tell you how I...
Yes, please do.
So you're frozen in this panicked fear. You feel this crack open inside of you, inside
yes,
your core.
Yes, the pulsing that I feel, and trying to come out.
And your body starts to convulse, and then...
This is a strange thing.
Oh, thank God.
So I'm going to use this mini to represent that you are...
It makes me uncomfortable.
Not the
best
way you
were. Friend, there you go. I did not see this before.
You don't see this guy, but that's what's happened.
Whoa.
Best friend there you
go. This is very shocking to me.
What is this stench that I am smelling? I will rage!
Alright, raging.
And then I'm going to grab my great club.
I am weirded out, but cannot stop
watching. Listen, mummy. We all know mummies should stay away from the clubs.
I'm going to
Oh, no. Oh my gosh, that's so bad.
Yes, no. Man, that was not so good, Jen.
Okay, swing away.
11, 17.
Hits. Definitely hits.
1d8 plus 4. 4, 8.
Okay.
Yes. Get him.
Whoop-boof! You bash this guy on the other side. That Hawkward swings. Boom! You crack. Boom! You slam it from the other side. I mean, it's taking damage. It's hurting. So, anything else? You stay right where
I'm staying right here. I will take down the mummy boy.
Okay. And then now it is the mummy's turn. And I need Hawkward, Corian, and just you two. Give me a constitution save.
Oh, 7.
Natural 20. I mean, sorry. Dirty
20. Okay.
Dirty 20 is 20.
You, however, you are overcome by the stench. So much so that you are
taking babushka out for the clubbing.
Like, you are in a state of being poisoned. And what that means is...
I'm sorry, Jess.
You have disadvantage on all your attack rolls and ability checks until the end of its next turn. All
right. It smells terrible.
Okay.
He
reels back with one of his meaty, wrapped hands, and he swings at you. That's a natural 20.
Oh!
Oh, no!
Oh. Oh. Three rolls?
Oh, damn. Poor Hogwarts.
That is 16 points of damage.
Oh, no!
What? Oh, my God, you're about to die.
Takes me down to 1.
Oh.
What do we do?
Wow.
How do we help?
Wow. Hawkward is about
to die. You can't
He's about
Hawk
to go unconscious.
Die.
I'll go unconscious and then do a saving throw.
So he just comes clubbing at you right in your midsection. And, almost like carves a chunk away from you. Okay, Tolov, you're up.
I gotta get this mummy. Can I reach him? Straight through the middle of the two with the short bow?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. 12.
Hits.
Nice.
Seven.
Okay. Yeah, so, this thing is covered in arrows. He's visibly
bristling like porcupine.
Yeah, pretty
Don't
much.
Wipe your bum with porcupine. It is a good reminder that he is showing.
That's a good hit.
Thank you.
And now it is the skeleton's turns.
It could clean.
And they both just continue to mindlessly attack at you.
Yeah.
Now following up their swings from before with their knives. That is a 14 to hit.
That is about a penny.
What's your AC?
11.
Okay, so the first one hits you. The second one is a 13 to hit. No. So they both get you.
Well, they do lose
5.
Oh, wait.
Oh, that's right. You have your armor.
Oh, good point. Very good point. So the damage that they give you is 4 from the first one and 5 from the other one. So 9 points of damage, and they each take 5. As they slash at you like that, okay? One of them, this misty, frosty, cold aura envelops it, and it crumbles to the ground.
Oh! Yay!
Without even trying.
And this one freezes up for a moment, but he's still animated and moving, but just barely.
All right, I'm down to 3.
1, 3,
15.
You're up.
Okay.
was gonna get Eldritch Blast.
Finish him off, Baracus.
Finish him off with a good old Eldritch Blast who never fails.
Okay.
Point blank.
Do it.
22.
That hits.
Bam. Awesome.
That hits. 1d10 force damage. Yeah, I mean, if you roll a 1, he's dead.
Oh, don't roll a 0.
That's an 8.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, fine.
Yes. So, this thing shatters. It bursts.
Yay.
Bone shards go flying everywhere in front of you.
It Rockets.
Smells terrible.
Okay. Now you have movement. You have 30 feet of movement if you wish.
Yes. I'm going to move towards the mummy.
Which direction?
You're low.
You're going here. You're going here. Where are you going? Where do you want to go?
Stay where you are.
Stay where you are, Bragas. We will be taking out of this one.
This is
when
we talk. This is the last one.
With you,
the stench.
Well, you poisoned, so you have disadvantage on your attack rolls. That's what you have.
All right.
That's the state that you're in.
It seems like I should probably retreat.
Okay. If you do, he'll get an attack of opportunity against you.
That's not good. Can I cure wounds on myself?
You sure can. If you have enough spell slots.
I should have one.
If you got one, then you can use it. That'll be your action.
Yep.
Okay. Cure wounds. 1d8 plus your spellcasting ability modifier, which is wisdom for you.
Yes.
The 1d8 plus your wisdom modifier.
8.
Plus 8 total?
No. Yeah, 8 total. 5 plus 8.
Okay, so you quickly mutter a prayer to the spirits of nature, and you feel this warmth envelop your body as you heal 8 points. And that's it.
All right.
Corian, you're up.
Let me club you, mommy, in face.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't do rage.
I did not do raging.
We didn't add extra rage damage.
We needed to add extra raging.
I just did.
Thank you. I great club, meet your destiny. 12.
Hits.
Excellent. 1d8. 3 plus 4 is 7.
Okay. Plus 2 is 9.
2 is 9.
Okay.
All right, come on.
So, yeah, you club this thing. Boof! It's staggering. I mean, there are chunks of it that are missing. It's tattered.
Quit stenching up my face. It's on yours.
It's staggering. It's looking really, really hurt. And now it is its turn. So you are currently poisoned. Yes. You two, give me a constitution save.
11.
9.
You both fail. You both are sickened once again, and you feel this weakening come across you. You both have disadvantage on your next attack roll.
What does that mean?
Means
you roll the d20 twice, and you take the lower of the two numbers. Okay. He's just swiping at everything in front of him. It's your turn. He swipes at you with his hand. That's a 15 to hit.
15 armor class.
Meet or beat. He hits you. 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
Am I raging? Do I?
Oh, so 3 points of bludgeoning damage.
Nice.
Thank you for the reminder.
Yep.
And that takes us to Torov. Yes?
Yes. All right. Oh, the trusty short bow.
Bristle this sucker up.
I roll it twice?
You roll it twice and take the lower of the two.
Well, that would probably
be
much lower than
okay.
that one.
You let your arrow fly. And it whistles past the
Where are you shooting, little one?
And I don't add anything to it, right?
Nothing.
No, one is a failure.
Got it.
Yeah.
Worst roll.
So you miss it. You can move. You've got movement if you wish. You can stay right where you are. Throw up at your feet a little bit.
I'll hurl
okay.
in the surrounding area.
Sure, okay.
Oh, can I hurl at the mummy?
Next time.
Melee hurl attack.
Yeah.
It smells like cheese and bile.
The skeletons are out, so Baracus, you're up.
Okay. Mommy still stands.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to throw a chill touch at mommy.
Do you have... That's a cantrip, so you can do that. So, ranged spell attack.
Yes.
19.
That hits.
24.
So you stretch your hand out, and this odd spectral skeletal hand appears out of nowhere and
reaches for him. So it's a 1d8.
Five.
How do you kill it?
Oh.
Yay!
I first, the hands uncoil the body, the mummy's body, to reveal a very skinny figure. It looks quite grotesque. And then once the figure is naked without the mummy wrapping, I peel the legs apart like a wishbone, ripping the mummy into two.
Okay. So strangely enough, two spectral hands appear.
Yeah.
And begin to bash, tear, and grab these two legs because they're big hands.
They're big hands.
They grab them right around the legs. Rip!
Yay!
Strange, naked, zombie-ish mummy form.
Yes.
Wishbone tears.
Oh, that is side-splittingly hilarious what just happened. I can see why Cody didn't find your friend.
Okay. But now from the joke. Polo is still throwing up.
Swipe your head is joke. You have that. I enjoy that more.
I swat the pieces of vomit out of the way as they're flying towards it.
This room smells
The cold
great.
Hands are catching little vomit freezing.
It was all right, man.
So now that you find yourself in this, you know, there's still a vague stench in here, but whatever conflict that you experienced moments ago is now seemingly over. What do you do?
I slowly, my heart starts going back to normal pace. I'm fast becoming friends with you all. Thank you for letting me.
This is not easy to watch.
Oh, very easy to
watch. Well done, Bracchus. Thank you for saving my life.
Once again, yes. Hello.
I've gotten control of him again, thank you.
We must now search the room for clues and...
I do wish. I also wish to get some more cheese now that I threw it up.
Is there anything in the cells or anyone?
So you find yourself, again, with no activity in the room apart from yourselves. You look around, and it's a somewhat large rectangular room. There are jail cells in here, and the cells have rotten cots in them, bones. I mean, there's bones of rats everywhere, tattered piles of clothing and filth. And then in front of you, you see this, what can only be described as a operation table, almost, except it has restraints on it, chains and leather straps. I mean, there's evidence of dried blood. And like I said before, there's a table beyond it that has some rudimentary, ugly instruments. And you stand on a chest of drawers. Not like a clothing, but you know, it's like a filing cabinet, essentially. You're looking around the room. That's what you said you're doing?
Yes. Okay. We should search for traps on the cabinet. I will get down.
Okay.
Also see if there's anything under it.
Okay. There's nothing under it. Searching for traps?
Yes.
You're doing that? Who's doing that?
I will do it as well.
I will
search
for traps.
Okay, so you can do it with advantage. Roll twice, take the higher.
Hey,
oh, natural 20!
Yay!
It's getting late, though.
Natural 20!
There are no traps. You are fully confident that there's not a trap in the room.
Let's open the drawers.
Okay, so you open the drawers, and there's more tools. There are... If you wish to take them, you can take them. But you find stuff as well.
Stuff. What kind of stuff?
You find the belongings of the people that were in here. So, interesting. What you find are some gold and some silver. You find some rings, some bracelets. But I'll get specific here. You find 48 gold pieces.
Oh! That's all of us, right?
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll keep track.
Unless they didn't see that I counted.
I'll keep track. 48 gold pieces.
I think they did.
Okay.
And then we'll split this up.
We'll split this up once we find it.
Because you still got like
yes,
stuff
we've got,
from
we've got a lot.
Okay.
Yes, we have a lot of gold. I'm keeping track.
Why don't we do that at the start of next section?
Yes, we'll do that at the start of next section. We're going to divvy out all of our gold. This gold is weighing me down. This is why I did not fight very well.
Gold and stuff. Because you still have a longbow slung over your shoulder.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
No, I do. I don't have a longbow.
Who has the longbow from Felicia? And her... I gave that stuff to you last time.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I have the keen-edged sword, and I do have a longbow. What the...
You have a dagger that you can throw when it comes back to you.
Piercing. Returning. How did I not return with the dagger?
So, we'll take care of all that next time.
So we've had those things this whole time?
This whole battle.
Yep.
They wouldn't have helped.
True.
Yes, we won.
So, 48 gold, 30 silver, 2 gold rings, each worth 5 gold apiece. Those bracelets you found in the cemetery, 5 gold apiece. That's how much they're worth. I would recommend not trying to sell them in town.
That's for mine personally.
You can keep track.
No, they are yours.
They're yours. You're yours. You didn't even tell us about it.
Yeah.
They are yours.
Yeah, I don't trust you.
And you find 3 more bracelets.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Each of them worth 8 gold each. 8. Okay. You find 2 daggers.
Nice.
Simple daggers.
Does anyone want these daggers?
I
have. You also find a leather pouch that has sand in it. And you find what you can only determine to be, like, you know, a wand of some kind. And a notebook.
I open the notebook.
Oh!
There's a notebook here, everyone. Seems to be a journal of Rector Harold, proprietor.
Swedish chef.
No, please no.
That's my ever to learn.
Please no.
Perhaps we should read this at the beginning of our next session.
Let's.
Yes.
Cliffhanger.
To find out what this notebook says about this alleged torture room and now vomit repository.
That's where we'll call it for tonight. Thank you for watching with us. Thank you for being here. We love you. We appreciate you. Please be kind to one another. Please. Love one another. We live in a fun time where we just need more positivity all around us. So please be a part of that.
Amen to that. Let's give away these
dice.
Let's
give away some stuff.
The winner is... The handwriting is difficult.
At the crowning 2112.
At the crowning 2112.
The crowning 2112. Also, tweet at us your favorite moment tonight. So... if you have Twitter, tweet at us at Fractured Roll. Your favorite moment of tonight, we'll retweet all of your tweets and we'll engage with you on Twitter. So until next week, you guys, thank you for watching. Be kind.
Thank you for listening to Fractured Roll. What will happen next to our adventurers? Come back to my tavern and you'll find out. Don't forget, you can also watch us live on Twitch at twitch.tv/fractured roll. Again, we thank our patrons. Now, good night and rest well.